We're visiting with Representative Frank Lucas, who is in the Congress in Washington and been working on the farm bill. Tell us about where we are this week.
We're making some progress. Now the 2018 Farm Bill has cleared both the House Agriculture Committee and gone across the floor by a two-vote margin, but it passed the United States House. The Senate has passed their version of the Farm Bill out of committee, and we're waiting, hopefully, for them to take it up this week. Once they clear the bill, we can begin to think about conference, which is working out the differences between the two bills, and just maybe we can put it on the President's desk before the end of September.
That would be a great accomplishment, right?
Oh, absolutely. When you consider that most commodity prices now are about half what they were in 2013 and 2014, having the safety net continue to be in place is important for all producers. And ultimately, the consumer benefits, too, because a stable supply means stable prices at the dinner table.
You were chairman last time. How difficult was it for our friend from Texas this time?
Well, Chairman Conaway's a great guy, very determined. He took the 2014 Farm Bill and fortunately did not have to rewrite the whole bill, but basically make the necessary adjustments to keep us current with what was going on, and he's moved it forward with great intensity, overcome hurdles within the Republican Conference, overcome some opposition on the other side of the room. He's got us there, and as I like to remind him, it took me 2.5 years. He's running about 2 years ahead of me, so good job, Mike Conaway.
Very good. Nice visiting with you. Thanks for coming to the convention.
Pleasure to be here.
From Oklahoma, Frank Lucas, former chairman of the House Ag Committee. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.